Those things that happen to other people, why didn't they ever happen to me? And then there's people thinking, those things that happened to Nathan, why didn't they ever happen to me? As well as evening out opportunities, we need to even out the luck sometimes, because fuck me, some people are lucky. I'm not talking about lottery winners, as I talked about recently. These are some of the least fortunate people on the earth, ending up bankrupt and lonely and homeless, sleeping under that massive cardboard check that they're given when they're first won. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people where life just seems to land at their feet. I don't know. Of course, it's all about connections. I grew up above a sub post office and sweet shop in Birmingham. My mum and dad ran the sweet shop. My only connection was half price gobstoppers from Hancock's Cash and Carry. And that's why when my chance came to get into a television workshop and be on TV, I thought, this is it. This is my chance for connections. And out of 6,000 kids, I got down to the final 35. And they whittled it down to 30 and I got knocked out. This was my moment, aged 11, where it could have happened to me. And one of the kids that got in, Alison Hammond, you might not know her if you're not from the UK, Alison Hammond, I could be the presenter of the Bake Off, the cookery show in the UK. Earning, I know how much she earns for this. It's ridiculous. When she was first offered it, she went, Oh, Roach, that sounds good. That sounds good for a series. And they said, no, Alison, that's per episode. What the fuck? I could probably be the presenter of Bake Off in the UK. And instead, I'm here with a horrible emptiness in my stomach that can only be filled with massive amounts of cake.